You know, I understand that you guys have a lot of questions about this. There's a lot of information out there. And I can tell you that we want to get the facts as well. You know, I've been in constant communication with Steve Ross, with Tom Garfinkel, with Jeff Ireland, with Donna Ponte in regard to this situation. And we're all committed to getting to the bottom of this. Out of respect for the process, I will not be answering any questions relative to the review until it's complete. As you may be aware, Chris Mosley is no longer a member of our coaching staff. He has not been with us for over a month. Chris is a good man. He's a fine coach. We mutually agreed to part ways. And I want to thank him for his contribution to the program and wish him well in the future. You guys also may be aware that in a little bit over than 48 hours, you know, we have a football game to play against Tampa Bay. And, you know, we've had a very good week of preparation. I know I can speak on behalf of our players and our staff that we're excited to start the second half of the season. We know and understand that we're going to have to go over there and play a very good football game. And that's what I plan on our team doing.
Guys use psychologists during the season, and have you called some people in to talk to the team this week?
I haven't called anybody
this week. No.
No, we're
getting ready to play a football game against Tampa Bay. We're preparing. I believe in the way we prepare our team for a football game, and that's what we're doing. And we have a game in a little more than 48 hours. And we're focused on getting our team ready to play as well as possible against Tampa Bay.
Joe, were you aware of the incident at the golf tournament involving Richie?
That incident occurred a year and a half ago. We were made aware of the incident, and we took immediate action.
What was that immediate action?
That's all I'm going to say. We were made aware of the incident, and we took immediate action.
How much of a distraction has all this been, you know, for the team, coaching staff, and so forth?
Again, you know, in life, in football, in your professional life, in your personal life, within your families, you know, a lot of times, you know, things happen. Sometimes you have control, sometimes you don't have control. And the big thing is, you know, how do you respond to those things? And as I've said many times, and I'm going to say it again today, I believe in the guys that we have in the locker room. I believe in the staff. I think we've had a good, very good week of preparation. The focus and the concentration on the field has been good. I think our guys want to play football. They want to get back to they're professionals. That's why the Miami Dolphins exist. We're a football team. These guys have worked hard. They've put a lot into this season. They've invested a lot of time. They've made sacrifices, they're ready to play the game. And so, you know, we don't get paid, you know, for distraction. We get paid to go out and perform. And we have a big game on Monday night, and we're going to need to play extremely well.
How differently or in any way will you approach the players and the game differently than you normally would given all the other stuff going on?
We want to keep the routine the same. You know, again, as I said earlier, we believe in the way we prepare our team to get ready to play a game. And we don't want to all of a sudden now start doing six different things. The players are going to start looking around, well, why are we doing this? Why is that happening? You know, we meet, you know, we go on the practice field, we make corrections, we meet, we install, we go through that cycle during the course of the week, we study our opponent, we study ourselves, we get our guys physically, mentally, emotionally ready to play, and that's what we've done during the course of the week. And I think we've had a good week of preparation, and obviously, you know, the fun part of football and coaching and the challenging part is, you know, we're going to find out Monday night at 8:40. All this stuff is, you know, going to be put away, and we're going to play a game, you know, on 120 yards by 53 1/3, and we're going to have 46 guys, and they're going to have 46 guys, and we're going to have a coaching staff, and they're going to have a coaching staff. And that's what it's all about, and that's the fun, that's the challenge. You know, it's a challenge in the NFL every single week, and regardless, every team deals with a different set of circumstances. So, you know, that's what we get paid to do.
You said you took action with Incognito with the golf incident, yet you guys kept him in a leadership role. He's doing etiquette videos that showed at home games. If you knew about this, why did you keep him in such a leadership role?
We were made aware of the situation, and we took immediate action.
What was that immediate action?
Any
Any club action that we would take against any player would be kept private. We're not gonna, we wouldn't describe anything like
was
that.
Guys, we'll take a few more.
Joe, obviously the statement that was released late Thursday was eye-opening for a couple of reasons. One was that it implicated more than just Richie. It said teammates and the nature of physical abuse. Have you spoken to the team, obviously, well before this, saying that any kind of physical action against a teammate in the way of hazing is completely unacceptable?
Look, I understand you guys have a job to do, and I respect that job. I believe that would fall under the classification of the review. And I would ask you to respect the job that I have. I have a job to do to get this team ready to play. And we have a game on Monday night against Tampa Bay, and that's what we're focused on. We're focused on football. We're focused on that, playing that game as well as we can.
Take two more guys. Do you
feel that Jonathan Martin would have been comfortable coming to you if he had a problem? Do you feel that you're approachable to the players?
Again, I believe I'm approachable to the players, but again, I'm going to keep my comments to football in Tampa Bay.
Last question, Steve. Go ahead.
Who chose the music at the start of practice today?
Joe Cimino and the players and get together and they discuss the music.